It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And boy, doesn't that sound good. Pacers Weekly is back, and that means Pacers basketball is immediately right around the corner, just 4 days away. I'm Pat Boylan. This is Pacers Weekly. The Pacers season tips off on Wednesday against the Memphis Grizzlies. It's a home game. We went through four preseason games, and the next time the Pacers take the floor, the game will count. On Pacers Weekly, you hear from us talking Pacers basketball from 10 to 11 a.m. It's every Saturday morning here on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. If you're not in the area one Saturday morning, we stream on 1070thefan.com, and the show gets put up on podcast on the Pacers SoundCloud as well as pacers.com/sound. Every single week, right after the show, we'll be with you here through the entirety of the season. On this show, you'll hear from Pacers broadcasters Mark Boyle and Chris Denari. Eddie White always chimes in. And we're joined by Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson before this show comes to a close as well. As we told you, opening night, it's presented by Kroger. It's Wednesday, October the 17th. That's this Wednesday, inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse, a 7 o'clock tip against the Memphis Grizzlies. The schedule coming up is Wednesday, Friday, Saturday for the Pacers. Wednesday against Memphis, Friday at Milwaukee. That's an 8:30 tip when they open up their new building out in Milwaukee. And then on Saturday, the Pacers host the Brooklyn Nets. That's at 7 o'clock. As always, you can get your tickets by visiting pacers.com/tickets. But we have a special promotion that's going on, but it's ending soon. So if you want to join us at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, we know you're busy throughout the year. A 6-game ticket package might be perfect for you. And if you do that, if you buy that 6-game ticket package here soon, pacers.com/free will throw an opening night on Wednesday for absolutely nothing. You can catch Pacers and Grizzlies for free with the purchase of a 6-game plan. pacers.com/free is how you can take advantage of that plan. pacers.com/tickets is where you can buy tickets, your ticket packages, as well as single game tickets. It's all on sale now on the Pacers website. As always, we'll have in-depth broadcast coverage for you throughout the year on television and on radio. As always, 30 minutes before every broadcast on Fox Sports Indiana with Jeremiah Johnson, and they'll have a special hour-long pregame show to tip things off against Memphis on Wednesday. So Fox Sports Indiana at 6 o'clock, at 6:30. Our radio pregame coverage will begin on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM right here across the Pacers and Bankers Life radio network. That coverage remains throughout the year. Chris Denari, Quinn Buckner, Jeremiah Johnson on the television side, as well as Mark Boyle. We'll have Slick Leonard, Eddie Gill, and myself throughout the season on the radio side. On this show, we're going to be joined by those broadcasters, those writers I talked about. We've got a very packed opening weekend show for you. Pacers head coach Nate McMillan stops by. Darren Collison joins the show. We'll hear from Larry Bird as well. Catch up with Mark Boyle and Larry Bird on what he is up to. He's certainly around the team and very active at this moment. And Pacers Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fuson will sit down with us here throughout the next hour. We'd love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070. That's the number to call in. Chad Pacers basketball with us if you'd prefer on Twitter. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers. And on this show, we can't do this every week, but on this show here for the opening show, at some point, we're going to give away a couple free Pacers tickets to a game coming up in either October or November. We'll be convenient with your schedule. Make sure you can catch a game in October or November. Two free tickets in the lower level. All you have to do is listen, and we'll tell you when to call in, and you can win those two free Pacers tickets here in 2018-2019. When we return, we will start off Pacers Weekly, as we do most weeks. Mark Boyle will check in. He'll sit down with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan, and when we return, we'll hear their conversation. I'm Pat Boylan. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi Pacers fans, this is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Run, walk, and have fun at the inaugural Pacers 5K on Saturday, October 20th. Larry Bird will be there as honorary starter, and Boomer, the Pacemates, and former Pacers players will be on hand to cheer you on. Every participant will receive a T-shirt, 5K medal, and a ticket to the Pacers-Brooklyn Nets game that night. Runners of all ages and their families are all welcome. The Pacers 5K Run, Saturday, October 20th. Register today at pacers.com/5K.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, you're listening to Pacers Weekly. We will be right here with you at this time every single week throughout the season. 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM, 1070thefan.com. I'm Pat Boylan. Pacers tip off their season on Wednesday against the Memphis Grizzlies. Nate McMillan and his crew are busy and hard at work to get ready for the season opener. Recently, Mark Boyle had a chance to sit down with the Indiana Pacers head coach. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. The preseason concludes. Did you draw any sort of conclusions? Did you get done what you hoped to get done?
Yeah, we got a lot of things in, and I thought our guys came out and worked hard. There's definitely a lot of improvement that's needed. For us, I thought, we played some good quarters on both ends of the floor, and then we had some quarters that wasn't so good. The last game in Chicago kind of felt like we were back in Indiana, and our bodies were in Chicago. We just didn't play a good game at all, ending an eight-day road trip. So today we just basically went back to the basics to work on the basic fundamentals on both ends of the floor because we need to sharpen up before opening night.
Something that I thought was interesting in the preseason is this, Nate. You were bad last season in rebounding, but you were good in the preseason. You were good last season in turnovers, but you were bad in the preseason. Can we draw any kind of a conclusion from that, or is preseason just what it is?
I think it is preseason. We're looking at all of that. The fact that we did control the boards in three of those games where, we've emphasized rebounding and getting back and everybody gained rebounding, and we did a good job in a few of those games. And offensively, we were really loose with the basketball. Just, I thought it was a lot of individual play. We was averaging close to really over 20 turnovers in those four preseason games, and we're much better ball handlers than that. And but just loose with the ball, and I thought guys were really working on their game. And, one of the things that I told them is, you worked on your game during the preseason. Now, this next week, we're going to work on us getting connected on both ends of the floor and executing on both ends of the floor.
The three new free agent acquisitions, McDermott, Evans, and O'Quinn, were you pleased with the way they were able to integrate themselves?
Yeah, I tried to give those guys a lot of minutes. Doug played a lot of minutes for us, and he's gonna help us. I like the way he moves without the ball. He does a good job of getting himself open. We have to do a better job of getting him the ball. As I mentioned, we didn't pass the ball as well as we would like, but he's gonna help us. Defensively, he works hard at trying to defend, and I think he can be a pretty decent defender. Tyreek, you know, really was battling injuries throughout this these preseason games, and you know, really try to give him as much many minutes as possible. He still has to work to get in shape and get a rhythm, but I think we'll be able to use him at the 1-2 and three position. So he's going to, I think, really help us. Kyle O'Quinn did a nice job of, you know, backing up at the five position, very physical, rebounds the ball. I like what he did. And Aaron, our young draft point guard that we drafted this year, the kid is mature. He has a maturity about him that I think he'll be able to help us in the future.
Any chance that he or T.J. Leaf or Edmund Sumner, all of whom played well in preseason, might see the floor early?
Yeah, I think T.J. could see a few minutes early. I thought T.J. had a good training camp and played well for us. He did a good job on both ends of the floor, starting in a place of that. And, you know, he was rebounding, he was defending, did a good job of playing and finding his way with that first group. So I really like what I saw from TJ.
Let's close with this. The other day, Greg Popovich named you to the USA basketball coaching staff. That's not uncharted territory for you. You've done it before. What are your thoughts on doing it again?
Well, it was just a great opportunity, and it really is a blessing to, you know, once again be asked to assist, you know, some great coaches. You know, the first time it was Coach K and Coach Boeheim and Mike D'Antoni was on the staff, and this time around Coach Pop calls and asks me to help him out. And you got, you know, Coach Pop and Steve Kerr and Jay Wright, you know, just great minds. You're going to be working with the best players in the world. It's a great opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to it again.
You're contributing to the USA basketball effort there, that's obvious. But what do you get out of it personally, other than an opportunity to work with great coaches? Do you actually learn things from these guys?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, anytime you have an opportunity to work with, you know, coaches, and, you know, coaches who have had success like these men that I'm having the opportunity to work with, you take that opportunity. And you also have the opportunity to work with the players, you know, so you're constantly learning, you know, things that they do and how they, you know, set up their system and how they manage their teams. And, you know, you're going to spend about 45 days together where you are in constant conversations about ways to improve and get better. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely, you learn from an experience like this.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, our first of many visits this season here on Pacers Weekly. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
Nate and Mark, thank you. And it's the first of two visits we'll get from Mark Boyle on this show throughout the year. He will chat with Larry Bird coming up in just a few moments. We'd love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070, the number to call in, chat Pacers basketball with us. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We'll take your questions, forward them on to Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson, a little bit later in the show. It's time for our premiere of Daenerys Den. We go inside Daenerys Den. Darren Collison is next with Pacers TV voice Chris Denary. Right after the break, this is Pacers Weekly.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Kelly Clarkson, with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum. The best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOinc.com. That's CNOinc.com.
This is Pacers Weekly on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. Indiana's regular season starts on Wednesday. Three games in the opening week. Grizzlies, Bucks, and Nets. Two of those games at home. You can catch those games at the Fieldhouse, Pacers.com/tickets. Indiana brought back their top seven players in terms of minutes over the offseason, which obviously includes their starting five, which is intact from last year to this year. Darren Collison heads up that group as the point guard, and he made a trip inside Denary's Den.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Always good to visit with Darren Collison as the season opens next Wednesday at home against Memphis. You and I were just talking. Have you ever been through a preseason where you played four games in 8 nights?
My 10 years, that's the first one. I've never been part of something like that. It's unique. You know, of course you want to bond, you know, early on in the season. I think our first 5 out of 8 games is on the road in the regular season, but you know, you never want to be on the road that long, especially in the preseason, but it is what it is.
Now you get to play games for keeps, and you're back in Indianapolis practicing. How did you think the preseason went?
I thought it went well. You know, I thought we did some good things early on, you know, some things that we have to work on, of course. It is preseason, so, you know, there's going to be a lot of rust, guys trying to get in the rhythm. But for the most part, I thought guys, you know, stuck with it, and we had a strong training camp.
You and I spent some time talking on the bus at one of the stops in the preseason, and you mentioned how you thought the defense was ahead of last year. One reason, there's a lot of continuity. All five starters are back, but everybody locked into what Dan Burke wants.
Yeah, I mean, DB's done a good job with us, you know, since, you know, we all came together last year as far as locking in on defense end. And it just seems like this year, around this time, we're so much further ahead than we were last year. And that can help. That can help a team moving forward, because now – you don't have to work on the things that you should spend a lot of time on. You know, you kind of just move on and, you know, just get straight to it. And I thought we did a good job defensively, you know, throughout the whole preseason.
48 wins last year. You guys were the surprise of the NBA. Now maybe have a little bit more of a target on your back. How do you approach this season?
One day at a time. You know, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. We got to understand that it's not so much about what we did or what we accomplished. You know, it's about what we can do right now moving forward. You know, like you said, we have a target on our back. That doesn't mean that, you know, we should go out there thinking that we can win every game. No, we got to prove why we're one of the best teams in the East.
What does it mean to have all five starters back from a year ago?
It means a lot, you know, especially in today's game. You know, with the contract situations, 1 year, 2 year deals, guys getting traded left and right. It definitely means a lot to have the same team over and over. You know, every day you get to practice, every day you go to the games, knowing that the same guys are going to have your back.
You are now 31 years old. You're the oldest player on this team, but you still look great, you and Victor in the backcourt, especially in that Cleveland game. You guys created a lot of havoc, a lot of steals.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's our job to set the tempo for the team. You know, it starts with me and Victor in the beginning of the games. You know, when we play well defensively, it has a lot to do with us. If we don't, it has a lot to do with us. So we take on that challenge. You know, especially me, I don't care how old I am. You know, I know these younger guards are pretty talented, but, you know, I take on the challenge myself.
Finally, you were here early in your career, year number two, and you saw the enthusiasm around this organization. Last year was, I thought, a magical year, even though it ended with a loss in the first round. I know the fans are excited. What do you want to tell the fans as you get ready for the year?
I think the fans are going to be in for something special this year. This is a very unique team. I thought locker room was great last year. It's even better this year. And usually when the locker room is like that, you have a lot of good signs, you know, up to come or up and coming for us. And you know, like I always tell the fans, you know, without them here in this city especially, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at today. You know, those fans are extremely supportive. They're there every night supporting us. Even off the court, when I go to restaurants, they're always giving me love. I mean, these fans are unbelievable, and we're going to need that energy come Wednesday.
All right, DC, best of luck this year. Look forward to calling the games on Fox Sports Indiana.
No worries, Chris. I got you.
All right. DC, Darren Collison. Back to you, Pat.
Chris and Darren, thank you. And Darren Collison had maybe his best year as a pro last year as a 30-year-old. Came so close to that elusive 50-40-90 club, right on the doorstep of a very elite club that features Larry Bird. That's who we will hear from coming up in just a moment. Mark Boyle will sit back down with the Pacers legend and now consultant. We also want to remind you we're giving away tickets on this show coming up just a little bit later. We'll give you the number to call in, and you have a chance to sit in the lower bowl, win a couple tickets for a Pacers game in the near future. When we return, it is Mark Boyle and Larry Bird. Their conversation next on Pacers Weekly.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers. There must have been
something in the world. Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, June 16th, 2019. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available September 14th in association with Kalia.
Hi Pacers fans, this is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Pacers Weekly continues. We are live every week with you here on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. We'll hear from Jeremiah Johnson, Mark Monteith, Eddie White a little bit later. Now it's time to recheck in with Mark Boyle. This time he's with Larry Bird. Larry Bird, who stepped down a couple of years ago in place of Kevin Pritchard, but still remains very active with the franchise. As a consultant, he's in town now, and he talks to Mark a little bit about the roster fit of the 2018-2019 Pacers.
You got to have chemistry. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have chemistry and it don't mesh, you're not going to win a lot of games. You're always going to have problems. But with Victor coming in here, setting the tone, and the other guys following and helping, it's been amazing to watch. I don't think anyone last year thought they would win 48 games. But they did, and they're trying to build it off that. And I think they're going to.
Top seven guys, Larry, in terms of minutes are back. You've added some nice depth with the veterans O'Quinn and McDermott and Evans, who's a terrific player. Maybe the rookie Holiday gets some time. Depth is important, particularly during the regular season, and it would seem to me that your depth is as good as anyone's.
Well, our second unit's going to be very good. There are going to be nights where they're going to outplay the starters. It's just going to be interesting to see if Nate keeps going with them or brings the starters back. There's a lot of games in this league. There's a lot of time for players to get their minutes. And I think on a nightly basis, you're going to see our second unit do very well.
Curious on a broader-based spectrum, what you think about the way the league is going with more emphasis on the three-point shot, smaller guys, interchangeable positions, less emphasis on the way the game was played when you were a player. Do you like it?
I like it. And I was really worried there for a number of years that there was no place for a small guard. I know they was talking about widening the court and making the game a little bit faster, but with the three-point shot used like it is today, the game has changed, I think, for the better. You see a lot of guys switching pick and rolls now and have to make plays off of it, getting up and down the court, you know, shooting the ball 14 seconds or less. When I played, it was more inside game. You pounded it inside. So your center was very valuable. Today, it's, you know, you can play four smalls or one big and four shooters. I like it because there's more movements, more freedom. The rule changes, I think, have helped. There's not a lot of grabbing and holding, and I like to wear back in the 80s. But the game is evolving, and I think our fans like the game better today than they ever have.
In terms of putting a team together, does that evolution make it more difficult, less difficult, or does it make a difference at all?
Well, shooting is a premium in our league, and you go out and you're always trying to find shooters. I think it evolves because these guys play year-round now. You know, back in the day, there's some guys just played during the season. They didn't really work hard in the off-season. Mark, if you noticed this summer, we had six or seven guys in here every day, sometimes nine or ten. So it's a year-round game where I used to think it was really an eight-month game.
Do you miss the day-to-day involvement?
Not at all.
Really?
You know, I keep active and do different things, but I'm really happy the way the franchise is structured and the things that Kevin and Chad have done. And I think our Pacer fans should give them all the credit in the world.
All right, that's Mark Boyle talking with consultant now, Larry Bird, and certainly the legend, stays very actively involved around Pacers basketball operations. We want to remind you that you can get game ready here for the opener with the newest Pacers gear at PacersTeamStore.com. You can shop brands like Nike, New Era, 47 brand, and Under Armour and get your new gear before the first home game. See it all at PacersTeamStore.com. If you haven't been in there in a while, that store has expanded. They've taken up some more space, so some new gear in there that you maybe haven't seen, plus the new gear that they've rolled out for the 2018-2019 season. The team store in person, attached to Bankers Life Fieldhouse or PacersTeamStore.com. We've had a lot of big guests already on this show. When we return, another one, Eddie White with PSE President Rick Fuson. We'll hear from those two next. This is Pacers Weekly.
The Harlem Globetrotters bring their fan-powered tour to Indianapolis for two games on Friday, January 18th and Martin Luther King Day on January 21st. At a Globetrotters event, you won't just be watching the action, you could be in the middle of it. This year, the games offer even more opportunities for your family to interact with the stars of the team. Don't miss the Globetrotters on Friday, January 18th or Monday, January 21st. Tickets are now on sale.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOinc.com.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Pacers Weekly continues, 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. When you're inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse this year, I think you'll notice a bit of an updated look, some new aspects to the fieldhouse, the concourse area, debuting in 2018-2019. Of course, major part of that, the work of Pacers Sports Entertainment President Rick Fuson. Eddie White goes around the house each week on this show. He finds somebody around Bankers Life Fieldhouse with an interesting story to tell. And Eddie goes right to the top here for our first week. Eddie White and Rick Fuson. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And the one constant we've had in the 7 or 8 years we've been doing this is the first guest right out of the gate. First show is the big kahuna. That's what I call him. He's the boss man. The head of Pacers Sports Entertainment, which means Pacers, Fever, Mad Ants, the building, Pacers Gaming, our good buddy, my main man, Rick Fuson. Mr. Fuson, how are you?
I am great. I'm ready for another season, my 35th, personally. I've had a great career here, and man, am I looking forward to it this year.
Let me ask you right out of the gate. This is your 35th. What, a year ago today, we're sitting there talking about which would have been your 34th. We were all a little, you know, mentally different at that point. Boy, what a difference a year makes.
Yeah, weren't we last year waiting to see what was going to happen? You know, Kevin Pritchard had made the trade, and Victor and Sabonis, and we had a new team kind of, you know, and so we didn't know what to expect. But, man, did it work out. And, you know, we're so proud of those guys and what they were able to do last season. And as we start today, you know, thinking about opening week, and we're really looking forward to it. You know, over the years, you never get too high or too low about it, but I feel great about these guys, and I think the community feels great about this team, and they've done a great job, and they're just good men, and we look forward to a great season.
The one thing I want to ask you about, you mentioned it there. I've been here like 7, 8 years right now. If there's one thing I learned about this place is that you want people to do their job, whether you're trying to score points or you're working marketing, but do it the right way. And isn't this Victor Oladipo just the epitome of what this state, and let's go back years and years, go back 100 years ago, what basketball means to Indiana, playing it the right way. Here we are 2018, and we have a custodian who does it.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We got some great players on this team. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got some great men on this team, but certainly Victor, having played at IU, we've said a number of times, you know, when the trade happened, he said at his press conference, paraphrase a little bit, but he said, I got off the plane, I knew where I was, and I felt good about it. You know, I felt good about my experience here, and, you know, now he's, you know, made his home on the basketball court, and, you know, you can't ask for better than that, you know, and, you know, you look at, you know, Reggie, who played his whole career here, and, you know, hopefully a guy like Victor will end his career here in Indiana. You never know what happens, but, you know, he's that kind of guy that makes a difference for all the things we do.
So everybody's excited about what we're going to see on the court. But your daily work, I mean, you're always trying to make things better in the building itself. And this year, there's so many changes we have, whether you're bringing in great shows with concerts. Just this week, we had a big press deal with food, with all the culinary options you have. You're always trying to make things better.
Well, we have a great team of people, both on the court, on the Fever court, and on the Pacers court, and in Fort Wayne, and you know, that run the building. And Levy, our food partner, our culinary partner, you know, always trying to make things better. And Mel Raines and Aaron Dalawi, and, you know, the whole group's trying to make it better. So if you look at that and you talk about, we have a relationship now with Brew Burger and Tavern at the Point and Mimi Blue Meatballs and Steak and Shake and Garden Table and Sabito and Goose the Market and Jack's Donuts and Just Pop In. I mean, think about this local flavor. And somebody said not too long ago, well, you can come to the arena and feel like you're dining out at one of your favorite restaurants. And so that kind of thing is great. And as it relates to concerts, you know, we're going into our 20th season of the building. Unremarkable that it's gone that fast, but, you know, Fleetwood Mac before opening night and the ESPN State Farm Basketball Classic with the four great teams and, you know, Duke and Kentucky and all. And they're coming here. That's going to be the hottest ticket in town other than the Pacers. The Crossroads annual event coming back with, you know, Butler, Notre Dame, Purdue and Indiana, Cher, Metallica, Kelly Clarkson, Pink, Carrie Underwood. And we even announced that Elton's coming back in, you know, October 19. So, you know, it goes pretty well here, and we're very happy to be in Indianapolis and be in the state that we call home. And we couldn't be more pleased to be part of the whole fabric of the entertainment community.
And this community, which you've been a part of for a long time, that I'm so blessed to be a part of, we take events and we make them better than they've been before. You know, the every year, the Indy 500. We remember the Pan American game. Some of our listeners go back that long. And then, you know, with this great Super Bowl. And then, boom, it's going to be here before we know it. And I know you and your people are working on it. This All-Star game, Holy smokes. I mean, this is probably going to be the best All-Star game the NBA's ever seen.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, I had when I first came to work in 1984, my job was to represent the Pacers to put all the All-Star game in February of 1985. And, man, what an experience it was at that point. But today's All-Star game that will be here in 2021 is just exponentially different. We were in L.A. last year. We're going to be in Charlotte this year, and then Chicago, and then Indianapolis. And we look forward the folks that are working on it with our co-chairs and with Mel Raines, who's worked on the Super Bowl and will be the president of that local organized committee to make sure that it's the best ever. And, you know, we have our forefathers and women and mothers, forefathers and mothers who made this town so great, you know, decided that we should have a tight downtown and we should have all the hotels downtown. And, you know, it's a walking downtown. And, you know, you can't get that everywhere. You know, certainly can't get that in L.A. You don't get that in Chicago. You don't even get it in Charlotte, really. But this is going to be something different for the NBA. And, you know, it's 38 years later since we had the first one. And I think the city and the state's really, really, really going to be proud.
It's just, to me, another great chapter that will go into this book that you've seen developed over your years. And we've talked many times about your dad when he wrote back in the day for the Star, of where sports was and how important sports and working together not only means on an actual court, whether you're in Whitco or Lawrence Township, whatever, but working together in the city to make it great. And it's like we always come together.
Yeah, you know, the sports and convention business in this town is worth billions in terms of economic impact. You know, our enterprise itself, over $300 million. You know, we sell tickets to people in 92 counties, the 92 counties that we have in Indiana. They come from all over. You know, Allen County's big. Monroe County's big. Comes from everywhere. And so sports isn't just about the competition. It's about economic development. You know, we have a great following in the Philippines. We have a great following in different parts of the world. You know, people are buying stuff. They're buying Victor and Miles jerseys and whatever else. So it makes a huge difference. But it's helped put Indianapolis on the map. We have great companies like Eli Lilly and Salesforce here now, and Emphasis here. And we have, you know, IMS that's been here for 100 years, or plus 100 years. But, you know, this whole sports thing has helped the economic development to where we can be proud and we can still have a symphony orchestra and we can still have people who are proud of this Midwestern city we call home.
My friend, the only problem I talk to you is we could go on for hours and hours, but they only give us a certain amount of time with this segment. I got to get you back, but I always want to start the season with you because you're kind of like the guy driving the ship here. And first of all, I want to wish you great success this year, your 35th year, and let's have a whale of a season. I mean, we shocked the world last year. Let's shock it again.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Eddie. We appreciate all you're doing for us. And one last thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. You know, our company is about winning, mm-hmm. about entertaining, and about serving. And, you know, this year the Pacers Foundation will surpass $8 million in the last 20 years or so in giving back to the community. And Herb Simon and Jim Morris and all the Simon family, we thank everybody for the opportunity to do it. And thanks for letting us be the stewards of your home basketball team.
My friend, it's always good to see you.
Thank you, buddy.
Patrick, he's the man. He's in charge of the people. It's the people's team, and this is the people's building. Wow, I can't wait for this season to get going. Wednesday night, baby, I can't wait. Patrick, I'll see you there, my friend. Back to you, buddy.
All right, Eddie and Rick, thank you very much, and you can experience some of those new amenities at Bankers Life Fieldhouse starting on Wednesday, pacers.com/free. If you go there, you can get Wednesday's tickets for free. You purchase a 6-game package. We'll throw an opening night for absolutely nothing. Pacers.com/free is how you can take advantage of that offer. Speaking of free, we've had a few people jump in the gun a little bit, but now it's time to give away a couple of free Pacers tickets. We'll give you a couple games to choose from. Make sure it's one that you can catch at Bankers Life Fieldhouse either in October or November. 317-239-1070. You can call in right now. Our producer, David Deering, will be taking caller number 6. Our 6th caller will win 2 free Pacers tickets to an upcoming Pacers game of your choice. You can also join us for the inaugural Pacers 5K on Saturday, October the 20th at 9 a.m. We heard from Larry Bird a little bit ago. He'll be there. He's the honorary starter. He'll tip off the race. Boomer, Pacemates, Pacers alumni, players will cheer you on. All registrants will receive access to a post-race party as well and one balcony-level ticket to that night's game against the Brooklyn Nets. Register now, pacers.com/5K. 317-239-1070. 6th caller wins free Pacers tickets when we return. It's Mark Monteith. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
Run, walk, and have fun at the inaugural Pacers 5K on Saturday, October 20th. Larry Bird will be there as honorary starter, and Boomer, the Pacemates, and former Pacers players will be on hand to cheer you on. Every participant will receive a T-shirt, 5K medal, and a ticket to the Pacers-Brooklyn Nets game that night. Runners of all ages and their families are all welcome. The Pacers 5K Run. Saturday, October 20th. Register today at pacers.com/5K.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Kelly Clarkson with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Check more at kellyclarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
All right, a thank you to all who called. We've been putting our producer David Deering in overdrive here as he gets through all of our phone calls. We do have a winner. Cap is our winner at the two free Pacers tickets. We're going to give him a couple options and make sure Cap gets in the building here in October or November to catch a Pacers game. Indiana opens up their season against Memphis. That is this Wednesday, 7 o'clock, 6:30 on the Radio Kroger pregame show right here where you're listening to Pacers Weekly, 6 o'clock on Fox Sports Indiana with Jeremiah Johnson and that crew on FSI. Joining us now, as always around this time during Pacers Weekly, is Mark Monteith. He writes for Pacers.com, so let's start there. Mark, you have an article up. As of last night, no excuses, Pacers must go back to work. Could you give a little preview and explain what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, it's always hard to know what to take from a preseason. You know, the Pacers were 2-2. The starters didn't play in one of the games. You know, you could look back at previous seasons, and some years the preseason record and performance was an indication of what was to come, and some years it wasn't. You know, the year they won 61 games, a franchise record, they did not have a winning preseason record. So I don't know what we can take from the record or even the overall play. Certainly the game in Chicago was a disappointment. That was a game Nate McMillan targeted as, okay, this is our final tune-up. You know, let's treat this like a regular season game. You know, we're going to coach it that way. And then they went out and laid an egg, frankly. So that has to stand it as a disappointment. But you and I both know that there's going to be games like that during the regular season too, when you play 82 of them. So, you know, they've got a week to prepare for the upcoming season. There were certainly some good individual performances out of that preseason. Whatever the negatives were, I think are things that can be worked out. So I don't think they're in a bad state of mind by any stretch of the imagination now. And perhaps that poor performance in Chicago will be the nudge they need to refocus here in the final week of practice before the season begins.
You're speaking about the preseason finale in Chicago. It was a unique preseason, Mark, in that it was four games. They were all on the road, and they were all part of one road trip, an eight-day road trip. After you got a chance to look back at the preseason and those four games, what was your biggest storyline?
Well, you know, the storyline we talked about most going into it was TJ Leaf. And I thought that he emerged from it as a storyline. He started every game, played more minutes than anybody, and averaged over 11 points a game. He shot it well, like he tends to do. But I think the biggest thing that we saw from him was rebounding, and he fit in okay defensively. You know, we know TJ Leaf can shoot the basketball. He always has, and he always will. I always say when he's 50 years old at the Y, he's going to shoot it well. But he needs to do the non-shooting things well to get playing time. And I thought he did that. You know, I thought he fit in. The biggest thing for him going into it that everybody talked about was his confidence. Surely he emerges from the preseason with a little more confidence. The other one, I think, was Edmund Sumner. You know, here's a guy in a two-way contract. People have not seen him play, you know, unless you live in Fort Wayne, because he played a grand total of 2 minutes, the final 2 minutes of the last regular season game last season. So people weren't sure what the Pacers had in him. We heard good things about him in the preseason, but he showed out. You know, he is a 6'5", 6'6", point guard, extremely quick and fast, and a very good defender. You know, I talked to Nate McMillan yesterday. Edmund Sumner is on a par defensively with Victor Oladipo, and Victor Oladipo was a first-team all-defensive team player last season. So if Edmund Sumner can develop a shot, become a perimeter scoring threat of any value, he's going to be a player. I mean, I think he's going to be in the league a long time as it is, and he could be a really good player if he can shoot the basketball. I think he'll be in Fort Wayne most of the year. He's on a two-way contract. He can't play with the Pacers for more than 45 days. If he does, they have to put him on an NBA contract and make a move. So, you know, he won't play a lot for the Pacers, but he's going to get a lot of minutes in Fort Wayne, and he's a guy to keep an eye on for the future.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. And that storyline, I think, is prevalent, Mark, past Edmund Sumner, in that when you look at the Pacers' rotation here, Nate McMillan, as we know, prefers to go with a 9-man rotation. He will go to 10 if he feels that 10th player has it warranted. The Pacers are so deep, at least when healthy, and they hope to be to start the year on Wednesday. Where does a TJ Leaf and even down the line fit in, if at all?
Yeah, TJ Leaf is going to have to be the 10th man or maybe even the 11th man against certain teams. You know, Kyle O'Quinn is right there with him. And against certain matchups, you know, O'Quinn might get that spot. So there's going to be games those two guys either don't play at all or don't play much. They're just going to have to accept it. Kyle O'Quinn knew the situation when he signed with the Pacers in the offseason. You know, Kevin Pritchard and Nate McMillan laid it out to him honestly. He knows the situation. And TJ Leaf, frankly, while he might be frustrated if he's not playing, he's not in a position to complain about it yet. He's 21 years old. He could be a college junior. You know, he's younger than a lot of guys around in this state, you know, who are juniors and seniors at IU and Purdue. So his opportunity will certainly come if he has games this year where he doesn't play much. That'll be a frustration, but I don't think he's going to be upset about it. We know there will be injuries over the course of the season that open up opportunities for both of those guys. You know, last year, certainly, you know, most of the starters missed some games. So there's going to be chances for him to play. But it may not be an every game thing. And that it's a great problem for Nate McMillan to have. Some of these guys are just going to have to hang in there for another year because next year the roster could be completely different.
Mark, in the preseason, we didn't see many minutes in which Miles Turner was on the floor at the same time as Domantas Sabonis. Do you take anything from that? Does that say that maybe you'll see that less in the regular season than suspected?
Yeah, that was a surprise. You know, that was something that Kevin Pritchard talked about it at the season-ending press conference last year, last May. It's something he wanted to see. It's something everybody is curious about. It's something that, frankly, those two guys, Turner and Sabonis, geared their off-season workouts toward, particularly Sabonis, who got a little bit lighter on his feet, so to speak, and worked on his perimeter game. So he could be a four in a lineup with Miles Turner at center. And we only saw for a couple minutes. So that's something I want to talk with Nate McMillan about going forward here. But it was somewhat of a surprise. They could work on it in practice. And, you know, there's still a long way to go here. But that's really a crucial question for the Pacers, because if they can, that certainly impacts how the roster is constructed in future seasons. And even if they can't, it's going to have a big impact, because I don't think many people expect Domantas Sabonis to come off the bench for the rest of his career. You know, he's a starter quality player. He's going to be in the starting lineup. He's perfectly willing to play this role this season and maybe for more seasons, but you would think that he will be a starter at some point. So something will have to give down the line either way, whether they can play together or not. And I'm curious to see how it goes. And I'm curious to see how much opportunity they give that lineup.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. Mark, before we let you go, remind the fans it's been a little while since we've had a Pacers Weekly where they can catch your work and everything that's over on Pacers.com.
Yeah, plenty of stories up on Pacers.com. As you mentioned, I wrote yesterday, you know, kind of recapping the preseason and looking forward. Want to talk to Nate about, you know, the Turner Sabonis thing. I talked to Tyreek Evans yesterday. You know, I posted a mailbag just a few days ago and he got so many questions that I sent another one in last night. So that'll be posted soon. Had a lot of really good questions over the last couple of days about the team. So that should be posted either today or tomorrow. So I encourage people to stop by and take a look.
All right, Pacers.com is where you can find all of that. Mark Monteith, you will join us here regularly throughout Pacers Weekly. We appreciate you joining us for the first one.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
One more segment before we close out today's show. Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter on Fox Sports Indiana, checks in next. This is Pacers Weekly.
The Harlem Globetrotters bring their fan-powered tour to Indianapolis for two games on Friday, January 18th, and Martin Luther King Day on January 21st. At a Globetrotters event, you won't just be watching the action, you could be in the middle of it. This year, the games offer even more opportunities for your family to interact with the stars of the team. Don't miss the Globetrotters on Friday, January 18th, or Monday, January 21st. Tickets are now on sale.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOinc.com.
We're wrapping up Pacers Weekly, 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show and want to catch it, it'll be up. Just search Pacers Sound through SoundCloud.com or Pacers.com/sound. It'll be up on those two websites shortly after we close here at 11 o'clock. Jeremiah Johnson joins us at this time. Hey, normally we're bothering you from an NBA city at 10 a.m. Sometimes it's like 7 a.m. your time. I miss talking to you, though, at 10:52 a.m. every Saturday morning.
When David Deering calls me, I know it's that time of year again. So I enjoyed listening to part of the show from afar, and now I enjoy talking to you as well.
You're out in Louisville, right? So a non-NBA city, and one last chance at some time off before we get going here on Wednesday.
You know, the fall breaks now with the schools off for a week or two some. It doesn't really fit, though, with the NBA schedule. So just a little weekend getaway to Kentucky. But happy to be back and not complaining at all. I've had enough weekends off over the last 6 months. I'm ready to get to work.
Yeah, I know you've been going a little bit stir crazy, and the regular season opener is on Wednesday. You'll be part of that, hosting that hour-long pregame show. Let's talk about the Pacers and managing expectations. You've been around this team, I know, a lot in practice. How do you sense this group will handle the fact that the outside expectation is very different this year compared to last?
I think internally they want to still kind of believe that no one believes in them. And I think they'll use that to their advantage because they kind of think they're a top two or three team in the East. And when they, you know, listen to people talk about the Celtics and the Raptors and the Sixers, then they think, okay, they're counting us out. And I think you go back to the Reggie Miller days. I think the Pacers back then were probably a top two or three team in the East, but they kind of played with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because they were in Indiana, maybe in that small market. So I don't think that if you actually talk to any of the players, they will not tell you that, oh, no one's believing in us. No one's, you know, predicting us to win the Eastern Conference, and that's their goal, I think. So I think they'll continue to act as if no one is believing in them, and that'll serve them well.
in the NBA GM survey, which came out a couple of weeks ago, the most underrated signing was Tyreek Evans. And it's funny because if you listen to some of the storylines as you head into Wednesday's opener, Tyreek Evans, he's not being talked about a whole lot. Yet I think he promises to have a pivotal role in where this team goes this year. And maybe part of it is, A, he's so quiet, B, he missed a preseason game, and C, it's just the preseason. So not a lot to take away from yet, but what are your expectations? What have you seen so far from Tyreek?
You know, it's part of a big picture excitement for the second unit. And I heard Mark's interview with Larry Bird and how he thought some nights maybe the second unit would outplay the starters, and it'll be interesting to see what Nate decides to do in the fourth quarter. I do think he's maybe that missing piece for the second unit because you have improvement coming from Sabonis. You obviously have Doug McDermott, and you're confident with Corey Joseph and what he can do as a backup point guard. But Tyreek Evans is someone that not many teams have in their second unit, and we've talked about this on the Sideline Guys podcast, that he could go for 25 or 30 and you would not be surprised on any given night. And you just don't have that for a guy that's coming off the bench very often. That's why he was voted the most impactful signing in the second unit. And I look forward to seeing how he blends in with his teammates. By all indications, he's not someone who will toot his own horn and really, you know, worry too much about getting his or, you know, getting the attention. And I think that'll fit in well on this team. I'm just looking forward to, you know, once a week looking down and maybe seeing Tyreek Evans as the team's leading scorer. And, you know, other nights it may not happen, but I think that scoring punch off the bench will be huge for this team.
Jeremiah Johnson joins us. We got about 90 seconds here. I want to give you a little bit of an extended platform to preview your coverage on Fox Sports Indiana that's coming up here on Wednesday and all season long.
Yeah, first of all, we would like to remind everyone that tonight you can get a little preview dose of Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. The season preview show will premiere tonight at 7:30. That includes an interview with Chris Denari and Kevin Pritchard. Also, I'll sit down with Quinn Buckner. We'll go hot topic, bounce around a number of things that he's thinking about for the upcoming season. So that's tonight at 7:30. It will replay virtually every day until Wednesday, and I believe it'll even air again about 5 o'clock on Wednesday before our one-hour season preview show. 6 o'clock, Pacers Live, Wednesday night. Always look forward to that one-hour show. Once again, the team has chemistry and continuity. Pacers Live pregame has chemistry and continuity. The entire Fox Sports Indiana crew is back. Looking forward to season three with Eddie Gill. And once again, we're on the air for 78 of 82. Last season, we were 83 of 82 because we had that extra broadcast in New Orleans. But we will still be your home for Pacers basketball, Fox Sports Indiana, and I can't wait, Pat.
All right, so to reiterate here, it's 6 o'clock on Wednesday. 6 o'clock, Fox Sports Indiana.
Yeah, special one-hour pregame show, and our producer, Ken Southman, I think he's already he's anxious to get to work as well. He's already sent me the rundown, and so we've got a few days to really fine-tune things a little bit. But we'll go through the whole roster and really kind of dig into kind of each player, the starters, the bench. Looking forward to some interviews as well. 1 hour Pacers Live pregame, 6 o'clock. Wednesday night, cannot wait.
He's Jeremiah Johnson. You'll hear him right here on Pacers Weekly every Saturday morning. JJ, good luck here on Wednesday, and looking forward to the coverage on FSI.
Pat, I'll talk to you this week, but let's make a date. Every Saturday, 10:50 a.m., we can do this conversation.
All right, David is writing you into my calendar right now. He's Jeremiah Johnson. He mentioned that preview show. It's also on, it's this Saturday, 7:30, Fox Sports Indiana, p.m., also at noon on Sunday, 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. Pacers.com/tickets. The opener is on Wednesday. We will talk to you from Bankers Life Fieldhouse and next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.